You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter, Ian Brown. Ian, it seems like it's going to be an awfully busy winter for the Red Sox, which makes sense since it was actually a fairly busy transactional season for them. Seems like the biggest question facing this club, or at least the biggest question fans have, is are they going to go out and get a front-of-the-rotation starter? Is that something you anticipate happening this winter?
Yeah, I think they're going to go out and get an ace, whether it's a free agent or whether it's somebody they might find in a trade that we're not even thinking about right now. But clearly they need somebody. You know, you saw what a guy like Madison Bumgarner does for a team trying to win a championship. You saw that with John Lester and in 2013. So, yeah, if they have championship aspirations, they need a legitimate guy to put at the front of that rotation.
Is Lester most likely that guy?
Well, I don't know if you would say most likely. I mean, clearly the Red Sox are going to have to get more serious about John Lester financially than they did last year before they traded him, because obviously those negotiations weren't going the way Lester's camp wanted it. You know, he said he would take somewhat of a hometown discount, but he felt that the Red Sox took him a little too much at his word. So I think if they want to get a little more aggressive, I think John Lester would certainly love to come back. You know, I think they'd probably be the most comfortable with John than the other free agents on the market, simply because they know him the best. They know his track record. They know what he's about. So, you know, I'd expect them to get pretty serious with John Lester. It's just a matter of if some other team is going to make an offer so ridiculous that the Red Sox won't match it.
Do you think that if they were not able to make it happen for whatever reason, that they would be willing to play in the kind of financial deep end that it seems like it's going to take to get somebody like Max Scherzer, or as you suggest, if it gets to that point, does maybe a trade start looking more likely?
Yeah, I don't see the Scherzer thing happening, just because if the reports are true of the money he turned down for the Tigers last year. I mean, that's a lot of money for someone who's Scherzer's age, and it's just I don't know if they're going to go down that road. So I would think that then they would probably push Plan B and go for a trade. I mean, they do have plenty of assets that they can turn. They have depth in the outfield. They have a lot of talented young pitching in their system. So the Red Sox are in a position, I think, to make a trade this winter.
Do you see them, in addition to looking for a rotation topper, also looking at rotation depth, adding maybe multiple bodies to make sure that they don't get exposed over the course of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now you're looking at a Red Sox rotation that has, Clay Buchholz and Joe Kelly, two guys they feel, reasonably pretty good about. But then after that, just a bunch of young pitchers who you don't know what you're going to get from any of them. So yeah, the Red Sox are going to add a minimum of two starting pitchers this winter, maybe even three, and that's going to be, I think the story of the offseason for the Red Sox is how they're going to sort of rebuild that pitching rotation after they traded John Lester and John Lackey, on July 31st at the trade deadline.
It also seems like on the right side of the bullpen they're probably in good shape, but it seems like they could really use some left-handed relief help. Is that a priority as well?
Yeah, and just talking along the same lines of going after guys you just traded. I mean, Andrew Miller is very much out there at free agency, and this guy really has come into his own the last couple of years, and that's a guy the Red Sox. Very familiar with, and they're one of the few teams that I think have the money to spend what it's going to take to get a guy like Miller, who I think you're talking about a guy who, you're going to need to spend, $6-7 million a year at minimum for probably a 3-year period to get a guy like Miller, the way the market for setup relief is going to go this winter. And the Red Sox do have quite a bit of financial flexibility this winter, so I think that Miller is definitely a guy that's high on their list.
And then the other thing that seems to be sort of burbling this winter is these rumors, and I'm not sure they're anything more than rumors at this point, of potentially flipping Cespedes after just having gotten him this summer. What do you make of those rumblings? Do you think there's anything to that?
Yeah, I don't think the Red Sox are looking to trade Cespedes. I think that they like him hitting cleanup behind David Ortiz. They like him very much as a piece of the middle of their batting order. But at the same time, if they can't make the inroads of free agency that we just talked about and get a guy they want, then they have to turn around and make a blockbuster trade to get what they want. And certainly Cespedes is a guy they do have. He's a guy who has 1 year left on his deal. So, you know, I think that you look and you see, you know, is there a trade out there for Cespedes that makes them better and kind of fill some other needs that they need more on their team. So I wouldn't completely rule it out, but I think it's more likely than not that Cespedes will spend next year with the Red Sox.
So you think these rumors of sort of some sort of discontent are overblown?
Yeah. I mean, I think that Cespedes, you know, has a style that, you know, it's a little different. You know, he does things his own way a little bit. But he hasn't had even a spring training with the Red Sox or for them to all get on the same page. So I think that, you know, by and large, I think that report that you're mentioning, it was a little overblown. I think there was, you know, maybe some raised eyebrows and rolled eyes and some of the ways that Cespedes approaches things. But like we said, he joined the team in the middle of the season, so they haven't really had time to even get on the same page with him yet. So I don't think there's a lot of unhappiness with Cespedes. I mean, maybe just, you know, maybe a little bit of a change in approach, you know, especially defensively, the way he goes about it sometimes. But no, I don't think it's anything that can't be fixed.
What do you see the left side of the infield looking like? I mean, I'd have to figure that Xander Bogaerts is set as the shortstop, but he had some troubles at times. And then third base seems like it's maybe wide open if Middlebrooks doesn't emerge as the guy they thought he was going to be a few years back.
Yeah, I think third base is a place that they're going to go out and try to get some of the splinter. And if I'm the San Francisco Giants, you know, I've got to keep Pablo Sandoval after, you know, what he means to that team. But if for some reason that money just gets too rich for their blood and they say thanks for the three championships and move on, and that is a guy who fits perfectly into what the Red Sox are doing. He's a left-handed hitter, which they need another left-handed hitter. He clutch player, obviously loves the big stage, and Boston is one of the teams that, like I said, they have the resources to make a deal. So if he becomes available and he becomes too rich for the Giants' blood, I think he absolutely becomes the guy that the Red Sox go after. You know, if the Red Sox can't get Sandoval and can't get an impact third baseman, then you're looking at Brock Holt, you're looking at Garrett Cicchini, who played pretty well down the stretch this year, and Will Middlebrooks. And then you're kind of looking at an internal competition for guys in-house, and that could go right through the spring training. But I think the third base is a spot that, you know, you look at areas that where they can upgrade offensively this winter. I think third base is right at the top of that list.
Are they in position where they could spend on a frontline starting pitcher and a big lineup piece like Sandoval, or is that one or the other?
No, I think they could do both. I mean, I think they have roughly $50 million to spend, this winter in payroll. They got some money coming off the books, and they're in a pretty good position payroll wise. So yeah, if they can get the guys they want, this could be a big winter money wise for the Red Sox, which they really haven't had since that winter when they went out and got Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford and spent a ton of money that winter. They've been a little gun shy the last 2 years about, you know, the long-term contracts, and, you know, you saw the way they won in 2013, kind of going for the bargains, but, you know, then they saw last year that maybe you need to spend a little bit to be successful, and they're one of the teams that has the financial resources to do that.
And that does kind of lead into my next question. Do you think, I mean, there was a lot made of this sort of philosophical shift. Do you think that they are maybe a little more willing to embrace big spending than they were a year ago with some of those issues a little further in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Red Sox have some of the most competitive owners imaginable, and I think that they hate losing. So if that means they're going to spend a little more money to make up for what they feel was a disaster last year, and the Red Sox are really looking at, if you look at it, two disasters in the last 3 years. And, oh, by the way, a world championship that kind of came out of nowhere in the middle. So it's been a real sort of herky-jerky last few years for the Red Sox, but if they can address some needs that would, you know, fulfill them not just for the short term, but for the long term, and they have to spend a little money to do it, I think that you're going to see the Red Sox do that this winter, because I think they do have an ownership right now in a front office that's very motivated to sort of answer based on a very disappointing 2014 season.
So if they do decide to be very aggressive this offseason, are there still lessons they learn from 2012, or are there things that they maybe would do differently, even in a course of aggressively hitting the free agent market?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to look a little more carefully at who you're bringing in, how they fit in Boston, where they are age-wise. You know, a guy like Crawford, who depends on his legs so much, and signing a guy like that in his early 30s, you know, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do at the time. Or Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford, do they have the personalities that really fit Boston? Not really. So I think that the Red Sox know that if they are going to spend that money, they probably need to do a little more due diligence this winter to make sure that the guys they're bringing in really embrace Boston, you know, kind of like the bargain guys they brought in the year before, you know, talking about a Gomes and a Napoli and a Ryan Dempster and a Victorino, even though those guys were more, you know, those weren't real high-end money guys, but just guys who really embrace kind of being in the limelight. So I think that they really do need to look at the type of guy that they bring in. And that's why I like Sandoval so much, because I think that he would just excel in a place like Boston.
All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.